Capture of so many documents would force a restructuring of their plan of campaign. But still, the mission was unsatisfactory. Now the Taken knew wind whales were capable of ranging beyond traditional bounds. Now the Taken knew we had resources beyond those they had suspected. When you gamble, you do not show all your cards till after the final bet. I scrounged around and found the captured papers, took them to my quarters. I did not feel like participating in the conference room post-mortem. It was sure to get nasty, even with everyone agreeing. I shed my weapons, lighted a lamp, picked one of the document bundles, turned to my work table, and there lay another of those packets from the West. Chapter 19 Bowman's Tale. Croker. Bowman's walked his dreams with a woman who could not make him understand her words. The green path of promise led past moon-eating dogs, hanged men, and sentries without faces. Through breaks in the foliage, he glimpsed a sky-spanning comet. He did not sleep well. The dream invariably awaited him when he dozed off. He did not know why he could not slide down into deep sleep. As nightmares went, this was mild. Most of the symbolism was obvious, and most of it he refused to heed. Night had fallen when Jasmine brought tea and asked, "Are you going to lie here all week?" "I might." "How are you going to sleep tonight?" "I probably won't till late. I'll work in the shop." "What's Stance been up to?" "He slept a while, went and brought a load from the site, pottered around the shop, ate, and went back out when somebody came to say Men Fu was out there again."
"What about Bisand?"
"It's all over town. The new monitor is furious because he didn't leave. Says he won't do anything about it. The guards are calling him a horse's ass. They won't take his orders. He's getting madder and madder."
"Maybe he'll learn something.
Thanks for the tea. Is there anything to eat?" "Leftover chicken. Get it yourself. I'm going to bed." Grumbling, Bowman's ate cold, greasy chicken wings, washing them down with tepid beer. He thought about his dream. His ulcer gave him a nip. His head started aching. "Here we go," he muttered, and dragged himself upstairs. He spent several hours reviewing the rituals he would use to leave his body and slide through the hazards of the Barrowland. Would the dragon be a problem? Indications were it was meant for physical intruders. Finally, "It'll work, as long as that sixth barrow is Moondog's." He sighed, leaned back, closed his eyes. The dream began, and midway through he found himself staring into green ophidian eyes. Wise, cruel, mocking eyes. He started awake.
"Pop? You up there?"
"Yeah. Come on up."
Stancil pushed into the room. He looked awful.
"What happened?"
"The Barrowland. The ghosts are walking."
"They do that when the comet gets close. I didn't expect them so soon. Must be going to get frisky this time. That's no call to get shook up."
"Wasn't that. I expected that. That I could handle."
"No, it's Bisand and Men Fu."
"What?"